بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We were discussing the issue of or the evil of ظلم, oppression, committing oppression against people. Hazrat Mawlana Masih Allah rahmatullah mentions that sometimes when you live with people and you become familiar with them, then you need to be more careful how you conduct your relations with them, because that is the time when people tend to become neglectful and then they commit the zulm, like we gave the example of the wife. Obviously, the husband and wife live together, they become very familiar with each other, and then at times that can lead to neglecting the rights of the other. Just like the husband sometimes will, in that time or in that influence of neglect, he might commit the zulm against the wife. The opposite also happens. The wife becomes so familiar with the husband, she loses that respect. And at times this leads to zulm. So it's important that with people with whom you always relate and connect, you need to be careful how you conduct yourself. So we have like husband and wife, then we have father and son, or parents and children. You live in the house with your parents, you take them for granted, you speak to them anyhow. Sometimes it's the opposite. The parents, because they're familiar with their children and they tend to lose that respect, and they also start committing the zulm against the child, against their son or daughter. Sometimes it is taking the haqq away of those children. So Hazrat reminds us that with your close people, you need to be even more careful how you live with them to avoid the zulm. Then he says that it's written in the kitabs that there are three types of fathers. Fathers are of three types. One is your biological father, the person who brought you into this world, which we all understand that is the father. Then you have a spiritual father like the ustad who teaches the child. So that is also like a father. That's like we say the spiritual father. A sheikh who guides his murid, who leads his murid onto the path of good akhlaq, good character. That is also a spiritual father. The third type of father is that one, that person who gave you his daughter in marriage. In other words, the father-in-law. He's also got, so all these types of fathers have certain rights over you. And therefore we must understand that the father-in-law has also got certain rights. Then Hazrat says that, just like with your biological father, people tend to, the children tend to misunderstand this. If the father ill-treats them, or the father is maybe not a person of good character, then they believe or they feel that we don't need to have respect for our father anymore. He does this, he does that, he ill-treats us. So they also start becoming rude and oppressive to the father. But that is totally wrong. In Sharia, no matter what type of father you have, or the mother for that matter, you as a son, as a daughter, you've got to give them complete respect. On another occasion, it's not mentioned in this particular discussion, but Hazrat said that even if a child sees his mother or father, na'uz billah, he sees one of them committing zina with his own eyes, he's got no right to lose respect for them. The respect must be maintained. That father and mother, whatever wrong he or she did, they will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qiyamah day, Allah will question them. They will be punished for their own sin. But you as a son or daughter, you've got to give them that respect. Qiyamah day, Allah will not ask you, why did your father do this? Why your mother did that? Allah will say, why did you not respect your father or mother? So likewise with the father-in-law, and by the same token, we can say the mother-in-law, they do wrong. Obviously, we have this, always this, bitterness, hostility, there's fighting in families. So no matter what the in-laws did, the father, the son-in-law, daughter-in-law has to respect them. And this, of course, is a very difficult situation, but that is the test of your iman and your sabr. When a person is on good terms with people, when you're happy with someone, you can't judge that person's character. You judge that person's mettle and his qualities of sabr when things go against him. When people say things that hurt you, you have an argument with a person, now see how you respond to that situation. So these are all people that we relate to, parents, in-laws, mother, father, your ustad on the daily basis, your sheikh, you relate to these people. So here you need to be extra cautious how you conduct yourself in terms of respect and avoiding zulm. Then he gives one incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are several incidents. So as it says, look, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Rasul of Allah, there is the most beautiful example. For who is that? For us, for the Ummah. So a person can't say that, where am I? Where is Rasul alayhi salam? This, we are so vast apart in terms of taqwa and iman. How can I follow the Prophet of Allah? Allah says you must follow him. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a very simple life. And that's why we as the Ummati, we can follow him. So once there was a dispute between Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, his wife, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a dispute. And in that dispute, in that argument, Hazrat Aisha raised her voice against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as she was doing this, as the argument was developing, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered the house. He came from outside and he heard. What he heard, Hazrat Aisha raising a voice. So he got very furious. And he came in, and the first thing he did, he went for Hazrat Aisha and he slapped her, gave her one slap. He's his daughter after all, he's got the right to do that. So when he slapped, Hazrat Aisha ran, and she went behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he stopped Hazrat Abu Bakr. He said, no, leave her, don't do that. So then he told Hazrat Aisha that, you see, you're arguing with me, but I save you from your father now. Where did you run to for help? You came, you stood behind me. He made a joke with her. But as I said, from this we see now the relationship between husband and wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never got angry. He did not reprimand Hazrat Abu Bakr because he's the father. Nowadays, children think that if we're big now, we're married, the father can't tell us anything, the mother can't tell us, the father can't raise his hand against us. Although the father shouldn't do that, but he's got the right. So he didn't reprimand Abu Bakr, and he told Hazrat Aisha, look, he made a joke with her to ease things now, to remove that tension, that, see now, your father came for you, you ran behind my back, so I gave you support, I protected you. And then on another occasion, when everything was over, again Hazrat Abu Bakr came to visit them. So he said, now Hazrat Abu Bakr was the father-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came into the house and he said that, assalamu alaykum. He says that, just like I came, you took me into your fight, now you must take me into your peace. You are now at peace, on peace now, so now let me also enter and join the peaceful discussion. So we see from these lives of the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we learn all this good akhlaq. And that's why it's important for us to read. Read with the intention of learning and gaining the lessons of these great people. Allah grant us tawfiq.